Today, I had a follow-up appointment with my doctor. A couple of months ago, I was told I lost my baby at about 8 weeks gestation. I was devastated, you know, to say the least, but today was mind-blowing. At my follow-up appointment, the doctor tells me that I'm obviously still pregnant and that I'm so far along he can tell me the sex of the baby. I'm having a girl. I went through several emotions just today alone. Initially, I was shocked. How am I still pregnant when I had not one but two medical professionals tell me otherwise? I am extremely confused. And then I'm angry. I'm angry that I spent months grieving a loss that wasn't valid. I trusted my doctor and I lost precious time being sad and not bonding with my baby girl. And now the worst part, explaining. Because of what happened, I had to explain the unknown, and I sound crazy doing it. But hey, that's how my cookie crumbled. So I've gone from shocked to confused to angry, and at sometimes I felt numb. I'm happy she's still here, but the shock of it all kind of took over. Guess I'll just start preparing for what's to come and making hard decisions. I've been put on bed rest for the duration of my pregnancy. I'm back in school and I have a full-time job. Do I drop out? Do I quit my job? I know what I'm not going to do. I am not going to give in to my circumstance. I'm going to do my best to bring a healthy baby into the world while I continue to work for as long as I can without putting myself in the grave. And I'm trying to finish school. It's the end of the first semester, so I have finals. I have exams and papers due, and guess what? I'm being admitted to the hospital early. Yeah. So aside from the basic essentials that I have to pack for my stay in the hospital, I'm packing books and a laptop. And the nurses are looking at me like I've lost my mind, and I probably will after this is all over. But for now, I have to finish strong. Melody made her grand entrance at 12:30 a.m. this morning via emergency cesarean. She's a few weeks premature. She's only 4 pounds, so she has to be in NICU until she gains weight. Aside from that, she's healthy. Me, on the other hand, I'm stuck in NICU. ICU, excuse me. My mind's a little boggled. The doctors have asked the chaplain to visit with me. I know what that means, but I'm ready. I'm at peace. So when God calls me home, I'm okay with it. I wouldn't want to leave my kids, but it's God's will, not my own, right? This is me kind of giving up, though. I'm honestly tired. My pregnancy was depressing. The labor, killer stressful. And I know that when I go home, it's going to be a hot mess. So yeah, this is me giving up. But I can't. So, my plan back then was to start fresh. When I got out of the hospital, I wanted to start all over. I was going to pursue my career. And with that, I'll have more opportunities to take Zaya on miniature adventures. I felt I owed it to her since I spent so much time doing school and work. But remember in season one, I talked about making plans and it not turning out the way you envision? Yeah, so this is exactly the case. I had to come up with a plan B and it was not easy. I suffered with depression and extremely low self-esteem. Most of it was because the relationship I had with Melody's father was very unhealthy and I knew it, but in my mind I stayed in it because of love. The candid truth is I stayed for all the wrong reasons, but I'm not going to use this time to discuss my relationship problems. How I managed to raise two daughters with little to non-existent support from their other halves is what's important. It took a lot of prayer, support, most importantly better decision making. I thought a lot about myself, my feelings, and my future when it was just Zaya and me. And at times I had become so consumed with me that she wasn't factored into my decision making. At least not all the time. Having Melody gave me an opportunity to put myself on the track to having a meaningful relationship with her and Zaya. With Zaya, I was sometimes selfish, and not in a healthy way because there are healthy ways of being selfish. I would sometimes put her needs before my own if it only benefited me. With being a good parent, Whether or not something benefits you in the end shouldn't be a defining factor when making decisions. See, I had the title of mom by default. I was called a mother because I birthed a child. It wasn't something I felt that I earned. So this time, I was going to earn it. And the first thing I knew I had to do was strengthen my relationship with God. Because of my depression, I wasn't as consistent as I used to be in attending church. I wasn't studying the word as often as I probably should have, and I barely prayed. I knew that had to stop. So while I worked on my spiritual growth, I worked on my financial growth because kids gotta eat, right? So I continued to work full time while I built my clientele. I saved money and I reopened a larger salon. Everything I did, every decision I made was no longer about me. It was all about them, my kids, the little people that did not choose to be here. Making better decisions cannot change your past. It only allows you to see things from a different perspective. And because I knew I needed to make better decisions, I allowed myself to open up and be completely honest about where I was mentally and emotionally. And I got help that I so desperately needed. I used to find myself angry at people just because they didn't know what was wrong with me, when the reality was I was faking my happiness, so how could they know? Again, better decision making. And what I meant by what I just said is I remember having very close friends that knew me very well reach out to me and say, "Hey, what is wrong?" And they asked what was wrong because, of course, they saw a change. They saw a mood shift. And because I wanted them to know what was wrong, I wanted them to know what was wrong without me having to tell them. So, of course, I said, "Oh, nothing." And by doing so, I became angry at them because they didn't know what was wrong. But again, like I said, how was I supposed to be angry at someone or people for not knowing what was wrong when I wasn't telling them? I had to make better decisions. I used to give up on myself because I'd rather have a pity party than do the hard work of self-love. It's really, really hard to love yourself. People will tell you you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else, but that takes work. It takes discipline because it's easier to not love yourself than it is to love yourself. I had to do the work. Again, better decision making. When things don't go as planned, like for me, having a second child while not in a stable relationship, not being financially stable, haven't completed school, and any other negative statistical stigma you can think of, I could have easily folded under the social pressure. But I made the best decision for me and my girls. I made things work. Yes, I was on government assistance, but I gave myself a deadline. I was not going to let that be a crutch, so to speak. My goal was to work as hard as I could so they would say, "Mika, you don't qualify." And then I would say, "Okay, that means I made it. I did it." I even remember a friend telling me to apply for Section 8, and I didn't want to because I wanted to be pushed to work even harder. Not saying that those on Section 8 don't work hard. I was on assistance, remember? What I'm saying, this is what I had to do to get to where I am now. I was living in an income-based housing apartment. I did that because it would force me to budget and save and move out. And when I did what I planned on doing, when I stuck to what my goal was, it worked. I lived there for about 3 years, a little longer than I had intended. But I made enough so that I could afford housing on my own. Better decision making was a risk for me because not making decisions and just living life reckless and being selfish was easier. Being selfish and reckless with my life meant that the people that cared about me would eventually grow tired of my sob stories and repeated flops. If I made better decisions, their support would mean I had people that saw me being determined and motivated and wanted to help me go further. They would say, "She's trying." Staying where I was then would only lead to my supporters or friends or family turning into enablers and then straining those relationships and praying they'd stick around to see my quote unquote better decision making. Being a parent doesn't guarantee perfect choices, but being a good one guarantees better decisions. It guarantees better parenting. Decisions.